Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Can't thank you enough for listening today. Today we're doing the album Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan, 1983. Recorded in 82 and 2 days and released in 1983. And what just a wonderful recording it is. I mentioned earlier how it's just three guys playing live, no overdubs, almost no effects, and what a pure sound it is. And maybe that's the reason it kind of crossed over to rock radio. The first two songs we played, Love Struck Baby and Pride and Joy, went over to rock radio and both got in the top 20. And people really couldn't figure this out. You know, there's a blues guy playing blues music, but it was so good because it was more like a rock and blues. The guitar was out front. Stevie Ray Vaughan's playing, the sound of his Fender Strat and that Fender Twin. You know, it paved the way for a lot of guys that followed. You know, Eric Clapton wasn't really doing a whole lot in the early 80s, but after this, he started making some blues albums, kind of resurrected his career. I'm not going to say Stevie Ray Vaughan resurrected it, but it kind of opened the doors towards more blues music becoming mainstream. I think guys like Robert Cray came in, and then even a generation later, the younger guys, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Johnny Lang, Eric Gales, they all owe a debt to Stevie Ray Vaughan because he kicked the door wide open and says, "Who says that blues cannot be on rock radio?" Well, it can, and I hate to say living proof because he's no longer with us, and we'll talk about that later. But let's get right back into it. I think this is an instrumental here, but here's Stevie Ray Vaughan with Testify. Thank you. There's Testify, Texas Flood, 1983, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a good instrumental right there. You know, he's from Texas, and right there you can hear that Texas shuffle in the drums, hear the Texas shuffle in the bass. I could definitely hear some Freddie King right there. Freddie King is from Texas as well. And one thing Freddie King did is he always put one or two instrumentals on every album. And Stevie Ray Vaughan followed suit. You know, you think about Freddie King did Hideaway and the other ones. Then Stevie Ray Vaughan, he has this. He has Riviera Paradise and he has Rude Mood. So he always, you know, and Scuttle Button. So I guess he kind of took the cue from other Texas musicians. Always put a good instrumental on there. And also that just shows you the quality of his guitar playing. And just what a wonderful sound he gets right there. It's hard to believe. That's just nothing but an amplifier and an Ibanez Two Screamer. Just about as basic as you can get. But hey, you know, less is more, I suppose. And another one of Stevie Ray Vaughan's major influence was Mr. Buddy Guy, Mr. Chicago Blues himself. And yes, and he did a blues version of the song Mary Had a Little Lamb. Go figure that one. Pretty good. And Stevie did his version of it. And here it is, Mary Had a Little Lamb, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Had a little lamb, his face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, cover of Mr. Buddy Guy's tune right there. It's pretty cool making nursery rhyme into a cool blues song. I also showed you right there, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a pretty good vocalist. Known for his guitar playing. Not much is said about his vocals. Kind of like B.B. King, you know, he's known for his guitar playing. But he's a very good vocalist. And Stevie Ray Vaughan, he's born October 3rd, 1954 in Dallas, Texas. And he was known for most of his life before he got famous as Jimmy Vaughan's little brother. His older brother was a guitar player and made a good name for himself. And Stevie played around Dallas. And as a teenager, he didn't like it, though, because all around Dallas, it was just kind of just pop covers and, you know, top 40 bands. And he didn't like that. And in 1971, they moved to Austin, and everything changed. And his brother got to go down and start playing at Anton's. Anton's, the legendary live blues venue in Austin, Texas. The ones where Albert King used to go out in the road and play his guitar solos and go next door to order pizza. And that's where Stevie Ray first saw Albert King, his major influence. But really, Jimmy Vaughn, you know, he got him with Fabulous Thunderbirds. And every time Stevie wanted to go up and play, he said, "Who is he?" And that's Jimmy's little brother. So they didn't even know his name. He was just Jimmy's little brother. But he sure did make a name for himself. And here's another good song right here for off the album. One of my favorites, "I'm Crying."
I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. Yeah, I've loved her such a long time, and it all this way. Sitting there so long, liquor's been falling just like rain. So I'm crying, what do I have to feel this way? If I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. You, baby, I'll do anything for you. But when we start to fight, I just get these same old blues. So I'm crying, what do I have to feel this way? If I can't love my baby, I can't live another day. But you, baby, things seem to be fine. Now when we're together, yeah, it's a total waste of time. So I'm crying, what do I have to feel this way? If I can't love you, baby, I can't live another day. Well, I guess it's just my own fault. The truth I cannot hide. If I ever get you back again, I'll stay right by your side. I won't be crying, I'll stay happy that way. I'll be loving my little baby every night and every day.
I'm Crying, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood album. What a wonderful album this is. If you want to go out and get a blues album and you want to hear just good blues from beginning to end, this is the album to buy. It's well recorded. You know, the albums from the 60s are good, but the recording level is not good. And the recording quality is not as good as today's records. This was recorded in 83, so the sound quality is just tremendous. And I'll tell you what, don't go away. We have a little more music coming up next. Got some more Stevie Ray Vaughan and from Texas Flood, his debut album from 1983. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,